Open the meeting with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. Yes, John?
Is Jake Brick gonna go back on the sign after the...
It will, soon as I clear some of the other stuff off.
Right.
Probably, let's see, the last thing will come off on Saturday for the scout drive, and then I'll put it back up.
That'll be good. Because it does work.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna put it, I plan to put it back up, but there was so much stuff on there that, you know, I had to clear some of the stuff out. You know, but yeah, as soon as we get through that, I'll put the other stuff, put that back up. Anything else?
No.
All right. Entertain a motion to approve the minutes from October's board meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions, deletions, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the treasurer's report for October.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Julia. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Let's see, so there's no correspondence?
The only thing I have is, it's not written, but the interfaith thing is canceled.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I didn't hear nothing about it.
Usually when you guys do the proclamation, but it's canceled.
Okay. Nothing else?
No.
All right, so I added a couple things under old business, so.
Oh, really?
I did.
What are they?
So, I want to talk about the New York State codes that we talked about last month. We forwarded them, they were forwarded over to Attorney Gruenberg for his input, and he's had an opportunity to look it over and would like to discuss that today.
Sure. Basically, what we've got is a regulation, a new section or a new article of regulation from the Department of State. The most important sentence is every city, village, town, and county charged under subdivision 2 of 381 of the executive law with administration and enforcement of the uniform code shall provide such administration and enforcement by local law, ordinance, or other appropriate regulation. And that will describe the features described in, that'll include the features described in section 1203.3 of this part. So in this separate regulation, they have set forth the items that we have to have in a local law to enforce the building code. And it sets them out, it sets out the requirements for building permits, construction inspections while stuff is going on, stop work orders, certificates of occupancy, procedures regarding unsafe structures and equipments. There's a huge 4 pages about condition assessments of parking garages, which I don't think we have any of. So I don't know, but anyway. But so the regulation sets out in quite a lot of detail what we have to have in our local law. And what Julia sent me was what's floating around, which is basically their template for the local law, which kind of lifts off the regulations. And it does give us some independence, but it's fairly modest independence. For instance, the building permit section lists all of the things that we must require, that a building permit should be required for, but we can exempt certain things. Okay, in other words, we have some local choice, you know, minor stuff, sheds, that kind of stuff. There's a section that requires us to establish how we're going to deal with unsafe building structures, equipment, and conditions of imminent danger. You can either take their template, or we can, if we've already done that, with by local law, we can incorporate that by reference. And you may recall when we were doing some of those larger overhauls back in 2019, we did a local law that includes a whole section about unsafe buildings and the due process requirements and so forth. So I think when we adapt this template local law, we can just reference that. You might want to tweak that local law, but that's another thing. Then there's another section relating to operating permits for certain kinds of uses. They want us to give people a permit. I'm not sure that we have any of those uses here, but again, there's a list of those uses that you're supposed to permit, and otherwise you can leave some out, but you got to sort of complete them and go through them. So,
well, we have the in each of the sections there are certain uses that require what we call a special use permit that is supposed to be renewed. Okay, you know.
Is that quite the same thing? I mean, I think it's more, let me just get the section here. It's more like stuff that you got to kind of want to keep an eye on, you know what I mean? Let me just get the list here. It's pretty.
Was this new stuff that just came in or something?
Well, actually, the
we talked about it last month, Doctor.
Yeah, the section, the regs went in back in, I think this was current through April 30th, 2021, but they didn't do the template until now, or I don't know. I mean, we're behind, but we're not that far behind. Well, here's the list. I don't think it's that. I think they want to inspect it on a regular basis. Combustible dust-producing operations, flammable finishes, operations utilizing flammable or combustible liquids, or the application of combustible powders regulated by Chapter 24 of the Fire Code of New York State. Fruit and crop ripening, operating a fruit or crop ripening facility, or conducting a fruit, you know, it's that kind of stuff where I think they want our code guy to be in there, you know, checking this stuff, you know, which adds a whole bunch of stuff to what he's supposed to be doing. So, and then they've got some stuff where we can cut some of those out. I think a lot of this stuff, even if we include it, you know, IRL, as the kids say, they're not going to have too much of that actually. We don't have too much of that going on in the village, right?
No.
That I'm aware of. So, anyway, what I talked to Bob about doing, I don't think this would take a long time. I don't feel comfortable drafting these specific pieces without the code person here and maybe someone from the town board. I don't think it's going to take a long time. It's not like they're telling us what to do and then they're telling us how to do it. But they give us some leeway in how we structure it, and we already have some piece or pieces of this done, so that's good. But I would just like to sit down. If I sit down, I think, with a board member and or even on the phone, however we want to do it, and just go through this thing piece by piece, you know, the code enforcement officer particularly is going to have a lot of input as to what he wants to do, or
okay,
you know, and he may want to do less, and we might want him to do more. So that's another. Are you going to be doing that, Julia?
Yeah, we can sit down and do that.
Okay, why don't we? I'll try and set that up. I'll talk to everybody.
Okay.
I mean, I'll come out if that's what we want to do, but you know, maybe we can.
Okay.
Do it remotely. Okay.
Yep.
So, and if we go through and we can't quite figure out what to do, or we'll bring it, you know, we'll bring the issues back to the board. We get a consensus. We can tune it up. But I got a feeling it's going to be pretty straightforward.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Yep.
The other thing was we had talked last month about replacing the playground equipment at Ben Stanley Park. I did speak with Dave on that, and I guess we can use the American, whatever, the COVID money, I call it,
yeah.
For that particular purpose. So if there's so we should start figuring out how we're going to do that, I guess. We need to find somebody, I guess, who can design it, or, you know, we can design it ourselves if there's a way to do it.
I'm working on getting hold of some companies.
Okay. And then the last thing I had was...
So have we placed a dollar amount on how much is going to be spent on this?
No, not yet. We're just going, we're still in the fact finding.
Yeah, get some quotes first.
Yeah, we're just in the fact finding part of it.
Do we know what we want?
We want a whole new playground.
Okay.
They have first big kids.
Well, we're carrying it to toddler, no age group, not past, what'd we say, 7 years old or something?
Yeah, for, well, for, yeah, for little kids.
Little kids.
Okay.
So it's going to be, I call companies, they can send me samples of what they have.
And bringing it up to modern standards in terms of the safety.
Has to be up to code and, so it's going to be a lot entailed.
The rock there to like rubber or no?
Yeah, probably will. Probably have to change the base so that it's, you know, a little softer when the kids fall. You know, like the monkey bar thing that's there, that's the old pipe thing, that's probably.
Definitely not.
No way that's staying.
Okay.
But, you know, it's.
Yeah, they're pretty good at it though.
I mean, that park gets a lot of use.
Oh, yeah.
I see little kids, you know, parents and their little kids in there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll take, I mean, right now we're in the fact finding and that's, you know, that's an option is that we could use that money for that. That's one option. So. And I did look up on thing. We have to commit that money, which is $112,000 and change. And we have to commit that money by December of 2024. And it has to be spent by December of 2026 from the Treasury Department regs that I read. So we've got some time yet.
So we can use that money for other avenues also.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. There's no commitment to anything yet. We're just, you know, looking at options of what we could, what options are open to us. So. And, okay, so I guess that's it for old business. I got, I'll bring the flag up under new business. All right, so new business, Urswama.
Okay, we had a meeting on the 26th of October in the offices up there in Melrose. We discussed a lot of things, working on the 2023 calendars. I think we're all set, maybe, Missy. I gave him all the labels.
Yep, all set.
Scatticoke is going to host the Hazardous Household Waste for 2023 on April 29th. They're waiting on DEC grants for the Household Hazardous Waste. We discussed the paint program for Steventown, Pittstown, and Scatticoke. It's proposed for a public hearing for the budget that we passed on the 30th of November, which is a Wednesday at 6 p.m. again in Melrose. The as far as recycling, all the metals are going to Kelman. It was 150 per 4 ton. Now it's down to 140. Let me see what else. Single stream recycling is currently $70 per ton for roll offs, including curbside. As far in, I think that's pretty much it. I know there's some training and schooling for Matt. To go to out west in New York State. I'm not sure where it is specifically. The other thing is on the budget that's been passed that has to go for the public hearing, the Village of Nassau, the is 5%, which is an increase from 2022 to 2023, is $539.70. I can list all the other municipalities. Castleton's at 6.69, Hoosier Falls 14.5, we're at 5%, Pittstown's at 25.09%, Scaticoke is at 33.71%, Steventown is at 12.64%, and Valley Falls is at 2.31%.
So is this our membership fee, is there, as a percentage of their budget?
Yes, yes.
So the,
It was for 2022, it was 66.31. For 2023, it'll be 71.70 and 70 cents. And the budget for all the municipalities was 143,414.
Okay.
And it does list the population, member population. Village of Nassau is 1,103 as compared to all the other municipalities. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only other thing. Do we have to update, Missy, the yearly?
That's usually in December. I'll have to look it up. Usually Matt contacts me.
Okay.
And when are they going to let us know what the new pickup rate is going to be?
I can let you know that and email everybody. Definitely by 11:30.
Yeah. I mean, they get CPI, so it's going to go up like, you know,
8%. Well, I mean, the biggest, according to Matt, the biggest thing is because of the fuel surcharge, and it's going way out of sight. So. But I will. I'll email Missy, and she can forward that out to everybody.
Okay. Hey Charlie, I got a question.
Yep.
What was the budget last year? The total budget for Esmalma? This year, you said it's going to be 143.
Last year, for the Village of Nassau was 6,631. This year, it's 7,170.70.
And what was Esmalma's total budget that for last year?
I don't have that in front of me. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. If I'm reading it right, 132,620 total.
Okay.
And for 2023, it's 143,414.
Great. Anything else, Charlie?
Not for Swan.
Okay. Moving on. Tree lighting, kids' party at the firehouse.
Tree lighting obviously is December 4th. Anybody have any ideas for a tree lighter, let me know. I'll contact them. If not, I'll have to come up with someone. obviously, I need cookies. You know,
yes.
Those cookies.
I understand.
Anybody that wants to bring cookies would be great. But I guess the biggest question is the firehouse, you know, and I obviously are going to get Santa. We haven't had a youth committee thing in a while. They are going to do something this year and wanted to know if our youth committee was going to participate. So I guess I wanted to see what Guy thought. I know Judy's not that well. Do we want to do something with them? If not, they said it's okay, that they're going to do something anyways, and they just wanted to let us know.
Yeah, my guess is that she's not up to it.
I didn't think so.
Well, who's on the, is there a town youth committee?
There is a town youth committee, yeah.
I could contact them.
You might direct it to them. I mean, the firehouse doesn't just do the village, so.
Yeah, all right, I could ask them. But yeah, they're going to do stuff, and then we're going to join together at 5 o'clock with Santa and all that, so.
Sounds good.
Yes, we do have Santa booked. all done, taken care of. John, you're going to bake a bunch of cookies, right? You're going to bring them over?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The 19th, we're going to hand them out.
Not the turkeys. We're talking about Christmas. All right, that's it for me.
The 19th, Charlie, 9 o'clock.
BMW. Thanksgiving baskets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll remind you.
All right. No problem.
So, okay. Anything else on that?
No. Thank you.
All right. So, the other thing I wanted to bring up with is Jackson Cooper, Matt Cooper's son, asked me when we were over, I was over at the firehouse one day, actually it was for Larry's 60th anniversary, and Jackson came out and asked if the village had a flag, which I told him we didn't, and he asked if he could design one.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I said, sure, go for it. And he has designed one. And I think everybody's seen it except maybe John and Dave, but. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And so I think we should dress the. I mean, this. I asked him. I says, "This is like for a you know a scouting project or you know or anything, but it's not. It's just something he wanted to do." Evidently, he had seen them around at different places, but noticed that we didn't have one and. I don't even know how old he is, but he's not that old.
Well, good. We should get it printed and hang it up.
So, yeah, we should get do a letter of recognition or, you know, I'm thinking a proclamation or something, you know, thanking him and, you know.
How big is the flag?
It'll be a standard size flag, 3x5 or something.
Well, I think a thank you letter would be good.
We're going to have it here at the.
Yeah, Matt's going to get us two of them. We'll put one down in at the memorial.
Okay.
Under the American flag and one in front of here at the
Well, on the day that you're going to raise one, you should have him come up and do it for
yeah.
you. That'll be his honor with a thank you note. Yeah. So that'd be good.
Yeah, we'll set something up.
We'll do a little thing.
That sounds great.
That was really cute.
Yeah, so anyway. Just want to extend our thanks to him and all that stuff. So that'd be good. All right.
Nice.
Next up. Is everybody's got their reports that are in here? Water reports, police reports.
I got a question for Guy.
Yeah.
I noticed for the police report, should we be? I can't remember in the past how we did this, but it's saying on the 2016 Ford Explorer with basically 61,000 miles.
Yeah.
What have we done in the past, or is it, you know, as far as replacement, was it based on mileage, or how did that work in the past?
Well, the last two, we were working on an 8-year cycle, so that one's coming up. Not next year, but the year after.
Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
It will be on the block to replace. It is starting already. It's been down a couple times just this summer, and so it's starting to show its age. So I would anticipate we'll have to do that.
I mean, is it shown where we have to place in a lot of money?
There's been a couple of bills between $1,000 and $2,000 in the past year.
Okay.
So like I said, it's getting to the point where something big will happen. But again, we have a year and a half. Before that, it would be set up for it would be time to replace it, so.
It's got a lot of hours on it, but not mileage.
Yeah, it's got 61,000 miles on it, but it sits.
300,000 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got more mileage than the previous ones that we've already gotten rid of already. So you think it's going to make the 8-year thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, again, it won't, there won't put any, it's not going to put a lot of, there won't be a lot more miles on it, but it'll be, like John said, it gets a lot of use.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of time on it.
And maintenance today isn't cheap.
Yeah, we just
want to watch it. You get a brake job, they, you know, you're looking at, you know, brakes and rotors and the whole bit. I mean, you could spend $1,000 like nothing. I just put an alternator in my wife's car, it was $700.
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, nothing's cheap now.
Nothing's cheap now.
Did you get it from you?
I don't know.
I got it at Chucky. Chucky got it.
You couldn't just buy it and do it yourself, Bob. That's the cheaper way.
No, not on the new ones. You can't do anything on them.
It's got serpentine belt on it. You got, it's got to be a certain tension or, you know, it throws something else out.
Some of the brake jobs you can't even do anymore because electronic brakes.
Yeah, Bud tried to do our tires. Well, he did do them, and after he was done, he was like, man, I should have just paid to have them put on. It was really a hassle.
Yep. Yeah.
But anyways, I hope it makes it. It's looking like it's getting higher mileage now. It might have to get be sooner than the 8-year plan.
Any other questions on any of the reports in there? Any of the trustees have anything they want to bring up before we move on to resolutions?
We're going to get together maybe tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to give me a call? Or?
I think I might try. I'm going to try to catch up with, I think I might try to catch up with Pete around 8.
Okay. I could stop.
Why don't we meet over here at 8 o'clock?
Did we find anything?
No. Not yet.
Not since I had left. I just thought maybe something changed.
So, okay. Yeah, we'll get together.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else have anything?
No.
Okay. Resolutions, 2023 election notice. Okay. Any questions on the notice? So we need a motion to accept this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The post? Motion to post the notice for election.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Any public comment before we pay the bills?
Yeah, thank you for going propane.
Yeah, it's saving us some money. Wish I could get their price. $65 a gallon.
What is it?
$1.65, I think I saw on the bill.
Propane?
Yeah.
Yeah, but because we're with the
we're exempt,
county
though.
Contracts.
That's because of the 1,000-gallon tank, so.
Mm-hmm.
And you own it.
Yep.
No, it's because we're with county contract and we get the best bid price.
Yeah, but also because of the 1,000-gallon tank, they don't deliver 20 gallons, they deliver 700 gallons.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a reduction for large deposits. But anyway, anything else? Okay, bills number 176 through 196 in the amount of $8,776.87 in the general fund and $1,417.39 in the water fund and $3,513.82 paid outside of abstract. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the bills? I think we made one correction, so this would be as amended. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Second motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. We're adjourned.